This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See on the driveway over there.
I got oil on my driveway. It's staining my brand new concrete driveway. Oh, welcome to Auto World, everybody. Good to have you along. I'm your host, Mark Evans. I hope you don't have, get down on that oil in that driveway. I'm telling you. Ooh, have you got a stain in your driveway? Oil, antifreeze? Yeah? A little brake fluid maybe leaking? I hope not. That concrete's pretty expensive. Well, what's more expensive than oil leaking out of your engine? The repair. Hey, good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World each and every week. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to be along, folks. Good to be here with you. It's a gift to me each and every week to get behind the microphone here, broadcasting, of course, from the Auto World Plaza. Back in the greasy garage studio. The last couple of weeks have been in the down the hall in the race car studio. But I'm back now in the greasy garage studio, yes. We call it that because it's not too far away from where I grab the wrenches and fix those cars. Yes, and that's where, in fact, the people, the customers, the relatives, the friends of the relatives, oh boy. Anyway, when they come into the shop area, they ask questions. What are those questions they ask? Everything about their auto world. How's your auto world been? Truthfully, we're all living in the auto world. That's right. Because I don't believe if any one of you have a horse, speak out right now. Please, holler, scream. Raise your hand if you're riding on a horse to and from work. Now, there might be. I'm out here in Boise, Idaho, of course, again, broadcasting in the Greasy Garage Studio from the Auto World Plaza. And yes, we do have some little towns out here in the mountains that, yes, they do have horses. Have you ever heard of Wallace? Idaho? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still alive. A little bit of mining going on up there, but I think the mining they're doing right now in Wallace, Idaho, is beer brewing. Yes, oh, yeah. Wallace Brewing Company is up in Wallace, Idaho. And in fact, I don't know if you knew this, but for all you folks listening and all the other radio station, all affiliates, all through the United States, nationwide, I do appreciate that. And of course, worldwide on GCNLive.com. Wallace, Idaho is the center of the universe, not too far from where I'm sitting. And I've been there, done that, been there, and I love standing out in the middle of their street where the plaque is. It says, you're standing in the center of the universe. So that said, your auto world is the center of your universe. I guarantee you that. And when it's broke, when it's dead, it's leaking, it's smelling, it's not driving right, meaning that it might be pulling to the right to the point of no return. Yeah, when you let go of the steering wheel, does your little hot rod go to the right or does it go to the left? Well, I'm here today for the next 3 hours here in Auto World. Of course, syndicated talk radio program. I do appreciate it. All the affiliates that are taking Auto World and more to come, I do appreciate that. I have a lot on my plate each and every week to bring to you, our listeners. And you are the star of the show. Absolutely, this is you're the folks that make this show happen. Your calls, your emails, your questions, it doesn't matter. If you think that question might be the most stupidest thing in the world, it's not. It is not a stupid question. Even if you ask me where my dipstick is, yeah, I know your friends have called you a dipstick before behind the steering wheel, or as we call here in the Auto World Plaza, the loose nut behind the steering wheel, and I'm one of them. Yeah? Yeah, okay. So if you're thinking a question like, what is a dipstick? Really? That is a smart question, truthfully. Because, folks, I know I have some listeners out there right here, right now, that actually have an Audi. Yeah, you got a Q5? Maybe an A4. I could go all day long. Volkswagen has so many models that we could talk about. But I want to go back to that word dipstick. In fact, that's the word of the week here on Auto World. Dipstick. Not you. No, no, no. See, if you have an Audi, let's just talk about the Audi. A-U-D-I. Audi. I'm not talking about your belly button. I'm talking about the car. Yeah. If you've got an Audi, go ahead. go ahead, pop the hood, pop the bonnet, take a look, see if you can find a dipstick. You will not. That's why I have, and why I say, that is not a dumb question. Because there's no dipstick, folks. You can't pull a dipstick out that goes down through a tube and dips into the oil into the trash can. Yeah, I said it, trash can, better known as oil pan. But if you don't change your oil, it turns into the trash can. Yeah, all the sewage from the engine running goes down into the oil and stays in the oil and goes down into the oil pan. So let's get back to checking the sewage level. Well, if you dipstick, if you don't have a dipstick, in an Audi, of course, you have to check it on the dash with electronics. Yeah, it's got a little bar graph there on the center of your dash, a little bar graph there. You don't start your engine. It has to be actually up and operating, get warm up to operating temperatures, warm or hot. Turn the engine off, sit there for about 10 minutes, truthfully. It has to have time to let the oil drain down into the trash can, or better known as the oil pan. And once it drains down into the oil pan, then, that's right, there's no dipstick outside underneath the hood that you can pull out. That usually dips into the oil, you pull it out, you look at the end of the dipstick, it says F for full and E for empty, or L for low. Then you know, well, I need to add a quart, pint, half a quart, 14 quarts, whatever. You don't have a dipstick in the Audis, folks, and some of the A4s don't have, the Q5s, I can go on, like say, all day. But they have an electronic sensor. Now, I've this last week here at the Greasy Garage, we've had some people that's been, Mark, can you get me and buy me a dipstick for my Volkswagen and my Audi product? That's why I'm bringing this up. See, back to the stupid question, what is a dipstick? It doesn't. It's very smart, very educated guess and or question. See, so that electronic sensor is sitting in that oil pan, and it's going to be reading the level for you electronically and bring that signal up to the dash, on the grid, on the little TV screen you have, and you're going to push the settings, the car setting, etc., and it's going to show you a little bar graph, and it's going to say minimum or maximum. It's going to tell you how much oil you have in there using an electronic orange, amber-colored type of bar. There you go. Now, so, do you have an opinion on that? Do you like that? Do you buy a car on behalf of the bar graph oil check change on the dash? No. You do not. You don't even know that. In fact, I've run into a lot of customers, friends, relatives, that they don't know how to check the oil. When they do, they're like, it doesn't read anything, Mark. Doesn't read anything, Mark. Doesn't read anything, Mark. Well, I say that three times fast. I did. Well, the thing is, you got to let the oil drain first and let it sit there for a while before that little sensor in the oil pan or the trash can tell you what the oil level is. So, what happens if that sensor goes out? See, I have a customer that keeps continuously saying that different bar levels, constantly, it's low again, add oil, it's low again, add oil. Before you know it, that customer might have 14 quarts of oil inside that trash can, oil pan, and et cetera, and now your crankshaft's dipping down in there and foaming the oil, causing it to seize the engine, and now you're done, you're over with. You've got an Audi product that is no good. The engine's kaboom. Yeah. So, my opinion of all that, get the conventional dipstick. And can you get one? No, you cannot. See, there's an oil plug literally snapped into the dipstick tube on those makes and models. You can't get a dipstick. Sorry about that, folks. They don't make one. So, you gotta make sure your sensors, if you're ever in doubt about that sensor and it's not reading correctly, get a new sensor. Have the dealer have an independent repair shop. Just put a new sensor in it. They're not that much. They just screw in, screw out, etc. Okay, with all that said, my rant and my raven here. Good to have you along again. You can join the show at any time, of course. And that's what it's all about, is you. You are the star of the show. What's our number? 855-660-4261. And or my email is always hot and fresh. Got it up right now. That is AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. And, of course, Axelrod Alex, he's taking the day off today. We got Engine Light Eric in here. Oh, Eric, I appreciate you being here and having your engine light on for us. We might even talk about that. Up and coming here on the show, give you a little touch and taste. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to relearn. Right after this break, we're going to relearn some things that you've never, well, you might get your pen and pencil out. We're going to relearn. And also, I've got a little bit of Auto World little car pack for you. We're going to take a short break. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking, where are you going? All you're doing is a yakety yak, and you ain't looking where you're at. Tony, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.
Oh yeah, I remember the days when we didn't have a cell phone. No, we didn't have a cell phone. We couldn't drive because we didn't own a cell phone that was mobile. We were tied to the landline. Woo! boy, did the. I remember sitting there in the office all day long, just sitting there answering car questions at the automotive repair shop, and that's what it's all about. Well, here you're listening to Auto World, and here on Auto World this week, we're going to have a lot of goodies for you. Let's give you a little touch and taste. We're going to relearn something here in a little bit. But here in the first hour, we're going to go into the email bag also, and I got some NASCAR news I want to share with you. And, oh, yeah, I like this segment. It's called The Return. Return of what? Well, you're going to find out. And the best car in America. Oh, we're going to talk about a little bit about that this first hour. The second hour, folks, how many? Well, that's another segment we do. I leave that up. How many? Uh-huh. How many what? Dollars. Well, I'll finish that the second hour. And, of course, oh, yeah, that word's back in the second hour. Electric. Yeah. Got the little Auto World little car fact again. Yeah, oh, you'll like this one. What's it about? Cosmopolitan magazine. Oh, yeah, those guys out there like that magazine. Oh, Cosmopolitan. Girls like it, too, though. Let's get third hour. What will a $100 bill buy you today? Third hour, we're going to find out. And what happens to all those unsold new cars? We're going to talk a little bit about that third hour. And, of course, what happened in this on this day in automotive history. That's coming up third hour. But first, let's just do this. We've got to get you involved. See, you've got an Auto World out there, and I know you've got some, well, your car smell, it's leaking. It's got a click, click, crackling, and click, and crackling. I can't even do the sound effects anymore. There's so many sounds in the car and the truck. If it's smelling horrible, how about the guy in front of you that just floored it to pass you, and you're going, oh, that thing stinks. He doesn't know it because he's sitting in the driver's seat. Yeah, so this is what it's all about here in Auto World. I take your calls, been in the business 45 years fixing cars, got all my tools called fingers and toes, and that's what it's all about. I'm here for you to help you, and I won't even ask for your credit card number here in Auto World to get in touch and to be a part of the show. Become a member at no cost. That's what I'm talking about. 855-660-4261. Of course, my email is always hot, right off the press. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We're going to go into that email bag here in a little bit and see if we can't pull an email out. I get emails throughout the whole entire week, and I do encourage that. All each and every one of you send them to me. And you can also, at that point in the email, say you can read it on the air or not. Please do not. And I never will share your full name, your address, and, of course, that Visa number. You can send that number, but I'm not going to share it with anybody else. We use it and throw it away as soon as we get done. Anyway, got a lot of goodies here. So let's do it. What happened to NASCAR? Oh, yeah. Yesterday, fresh off the press. And, of course, again, I'm sitting here live in the Auto World Plaza. Yes, broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio in Boise, Idaho. Good to be along with you and good to have you with us. Well, yesterday at Daytona, yes, the Daytona International Speedway. Who is the winner? Let's just start right there at the top. William Byron. He won, folks. First time. A career win for him, very first career win for him in, ready for this, a 98 starts. Very young rookie. He's a good driver. Man, he won that bad boy. He beat everybody, and they had some major crashes. I believe in a major crash in 10 laps, and then, of course, 4 or 5 laps to go, another crash. There was 4 or 5 crashes. He made it through all that and won that. Congratulations, Mr. Byron, William Byron, I do appreciate that. You were doing that for me at 197 miles an hour, folks. Wow, some other NASCAR news that happened. Of course, FedEx almost had it. Kevin Harvick drives the FedEx. He got through there but slipped through the fingers. Didn't win it. The Busch brothers? Yeah, there's two of them side by side, believe it or not. 10 laps to go. They were side by side running 9 laps. Eric Jones, he causes the largest wreck of the night. Eric Jones, he decided to do it to it and wipe everybody out. Nobody got hurt. That's the good news about all this. They didn't get hurt. That's what we want. Nobody got hurt. And Kurt Busch was out, of course, at that point. I might as well add this. Busch Beans, you like them? Well, Busch Beans, they have a car they sponsor, Brown Busch. Oh, those are good. I like the baked beans, you know. I like the hickory smoke ones. Anyway, they were out. They crashed. Oh, Ryan Newman's first race since the huge, huge crash that he was in and involved in the Daytona 500. This is the first race that he was at and returned back to. And, of course, what else was back was the crowd. All of you were there. A lot of you, of course, might have been there live. That was awesome to see the crowd back. And the green-suited Kyle Busch, he wears that green suit. Oh, yeah, it's got the M&Ms on it. Oh, I like those M&Ms. They're good. He has not had any wins yet this year at all, folks, in 2020. Wow. Here's some NASCAR news that I've got to get this out. This is what the heck's going on. I'm getting older by the second. Well, why? Because Jimmy Johnson, he's ending his full-time NASCAR career at the end of 2020 season. Yeah, he didn't even advance to the playoffs, as we call it here in NASCAR studio. Didn't advance at all. There's your little bit of NASCAR news for you that happened. And I like all kinds of racing. I know we talked about and had some guests on the Indianapolis 500 last weekend, and I do like all kinds of racing. So you're going to hear that out of my mouth and constantly here on Auto World. A little bit of sprint coming up with it. And I do the Outlaws. I like watching the Outlaws. They run those open-wheeled, natural-burning. Oh, yeah. They got the big spoiler on the top of the roof, keep them from rolling over. They do. And they're going sideways, called drifting. Hopefully you haven't had a chance to drift your car. If you have, do. Drift it. Get her going sideways and keep that throttle down. Oh, yeah. Well, here in Auto World, again, you don't need any mask on. I hope you and each and every one of you and your family are healthy and doing good. And COVID-19 has changed a lot of things in our life. And one thing about listening, sitting back in your favorite chair, maybe in your favorite vehicle right now with the radio on, I do appreciate it. Excuse me. And there's a lot of things that's going on different in the auto world. And meaning that, is it tougher? I do see people going around driving their cars with a mask on. And that's okay. One thing about that, when we talk about the mask and we're in our car, a lot of you might not be wearing a mask in your car, but when's the last time you replaced your cabin filter? That's the mask that actually filters all the air going through your heater and your air conditioning ducts. Yeah, quack, quack. No, it's the plastic vents, Mark. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Cabin air filter. You can do it yourself. Just go over to the glove box area, open the glove box, and you'll see the little plastic. You might want to just pull the tabs in, pull the glove box all the way down or out, and you'll see right there the plastic tabs where the cabin air filter is. That's the mask. You don't need to wear a mask in your car, because if your cabin air filter is good and clean, it's going to not let anything, including number 19, come in. I don't want you sick. And if you don't replace it, you might get some mold and mildew off your air conditioning condenser. Let's get it replaced. When we come back, we're going to the email bag. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along.
Who's going to tell you when?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As violence and protests continued in major cities around the country, 15 police officers were hurt as they responded to a protest in D.C.'s Black Lives Matter Plaza late last night into this morning. They were hit with rocks, bricks, frozen water bottles, and fireworks. At least five protesters, three men and two women, were arrested on charges of assaulting police officers. Protesters received minor injuries, according to D.C.'s police commander. In a tweet this morning, President
Donald Trump said Mayor Muriel Bowser should arrest the agitators and thugs. He also said, clean up D.C. or the federal government will do it for you. Enough. The protests follow the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin and the commitment march, which was peaceful just days ago. Protests in other areas such as Kenosha, Wisconsin, and Portland, Oregon also had shootings and 3 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is the site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
She might have put that pink Cadillac on the NASCAR, sounded like, the NASCAR track. Oh, yeah, 197 miles an hour. You know, one day I actually rebuilt, a couple, 2-3 years ago, I rebuilt a 1962 Series 62 Cadillac. Beautiful convertible, two-door Cadillac, white outside, or all red on the inside. Beautiful car. A lot of fun to rebuild. And again, when I say refund, you have to turn into a detective in order to find parts to rebuild the old cars. And that's what it's all about. You can be the best mechanic in town, best technician in town, and you can remove and replace and figure out the noises and fix them. But truthfully, when it comes down to it, you got to find, you know, if the brakes are gone, the wheel cylinder's leaking, brake fluid in the back, you can't give the car back to the customer with brakes not working. You got to find wheel cylinders. So you turn into a detective and, hey, I'm going to salute right now. Oh, yeah, let's salute the Internet, because I can find my parts when it comes to .com in it. Yeah, that makes it easy for us technicians today. Might not be the best for the parts stores. Do you buy parts online? Yeah, that your friend, Amazon? Uh-huh, yeah, you find, you know, not only that, you're finding stuff that's like videos. Uh-huh. YouTube telling you how to do it, showing you how to do it. Watch out. That's all I got to say. Watch out. Hey, here's a little trivia for us here on Auto World. You are listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's always a treat to be with you each and every week, bringing you what's up and coming, and what is coming is a lot of fun. Absolutely. Well, here's a little trivia. 1964. Yes, the year 1964. Plymouth releases the Barracuda. Oh, that was a good model. The Barracuda. Why did they release it? Plymouth releases the Plymouth Barracuda to compete with the successful Ford Mustang. Who won that fight? how many of you have seen the Barracudas running around the town? Your town? Yeah. Raise your hand in the first row, please. Second row, nobody. No, third row, nobody. Fourth row, nobody. Let's go back to the 400th row. Can't see you, but go ahead and shout out. Nope, nobody's shouting out. Well, there you go. Ford Mustang won that fight. Yeah, my sound effects are horrible. That Mustang did it. Got a friend that's got a Plymouth Barracuda. Good-looking little two-door coupe. Absolutely. Absolutely. A little 340 in it. But the back window of it was a wrapped-around piece of glass. I don't know how Plymouth did that. I mean, this thing is a big wraparound. I'm talking wraparound from left to right. Huge piece of glass. It's like the Hemi underglass. I don't know if you know about that one, the Hemi underglass that Jay Leno got in and did that little test drive on the track with the gentleman who drives it and rolled it. No one got hurt. Jay didn't get hurt. Neither did the driver. Hemi underglass. Hey, it's time. Yes, it's time here on Auto World to do the Auto World Little Car Fact. Oh, yeah. The best car in America? What? Oh, yeah, the owner of the Cosmopolitan magazine. I think that has something to do with it. Well, let's find out. Well, 1905, locomotive. Oh, what? Oh, yeah, the locomotive. Say it again. It's the Model E, 1905, locomobile. There it is. United States. It was a very popular car back in 1905. The Model E, introduced in 1905, was one of the early gasoline-powered cars manufactured by locomobile, which previously had been building steam-powered cars back in the day. John Brespin Walker owned and was the editor of the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day when it first started. He did the magazine and got it out there, and, well, he got money and found money and decided to enter the growing automobile industry in 1899 by the organizing the Locomobile Company of America. Walker and Asphalt Magnet, oh, yeah, the magnet, Lorenzo Barber, he combined their resources together and purchased Stanley Steam from the Stanley twins, Francis E. and Freeland O. They continued making the famous steam cars, of course, back then, but soon Walker and Barber realized that, well, they had an incredible differences and didn't, they parted their ways back in the day. But Barber, he kept the locomobile name going. Yes, the best car in America. Well, in 1900, Barber set up the world's largest car plant, what? Bridgeport, Connecticut. And by 1902, more than 4,000 steam-powered models had been built. Later that year, A. L. Ricker acquired the Victor steam car business, and in 1903, folks, it became part of the locomobile. Ricker designed locomobiles, first gasoline-powered cars, that same year, and over 5,000 were built and sold in 1904. The models, oh yes, he had locomobile as being the easiest and the best-built car in America. They were aiming at the luxury market and were very expensive back in the day. The Model E, introduced in 1905 and manufactured until 1908, was available in three body styles: touring sedan, limousine, and, yes, the fishtail runabout. Ka-ching! That fishtail's worth some ka-ching today, big time. Top speed of this bad boy. Whoa, what? In 1905, 45 miles an hour, had a four-cylinder in it, and they did that 45 miles an hour, of course that was estimated, with the whole 20 horsepower, folks, out of a four-cylinder engine, manual transmission, chain drive, tiller steering, that's like a, you know what a tiller is? Yeah, you farmers out there know what a tiller is. Had tiller steering at 45 miles an hour. What was the price? Well, the price in 1906 when it finally ended, starting price. You ready? $2,900. And the highest one that had all the gadgets and the gadgets, all the creature features for each and every one of us, $3,700. 1905 locomobile, United States car. See, without those cars, folks, doing what they did, how would you, let me ask you this, let's just get right down to the bush beans of the whole entire story here, the lug nuts and get the wrenches out. Really? Could you drive your car that you own right here, right now, down the freeway at 80, 85 miles an hour, going down the hill coasting at 100 with a tiller steering wheel? I don't think so. They didn't have an airbag in that one back in that day. No, no airbags, no side airbags, no knee airbags, no side curtain airbags. Yeah, side curtain. That's the one that comes out to the side to protect us. Cars are so safe today compared to yesteryears. The heavy Cadillac that I was talking about earlier, you know, the heavy Well, the metal, the huge, huge metal that was there, not only in the steering shaft that was pointing right at you, but the dash. The 57 Chevrolet, little pickup truck that literally has a metal dash. It's solid metal. And so be careful when you're driving the older ones. Make sure those words, brakes, are working. Hopefully your brakes are working. I look forward to your calls and your emails. The number here to get a hold of me right here, right now at Auto World is 855-660-4261. I welcome your calls at any time. Please interrupt me. You're the star of the show. Email AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And with that, let's go to the email bag right now. I got a lot of emails this last week. I'll reach in the email bag here and crumble all these papers up to get to one. There's one. Okay, we got it. Okay, first email. He says, let's see. This is he, and this is a great show. Listening to you from Cedar City, Utah. Oh, that means we got to do a shout out. Cedar City, Utah. That is KAZZ. 1400 AM and also 93.1 FM. Hey, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Down in Cedar City, Utah. Not too far from the Greasy Garage Studio here in Boise, Idaho. Let's go on with his email. It says, I'm driving a 1998 Ford Aspire. Those were great little cars. Yes, I think that was the last year, 1998. Or, yeah, it was. He says, I'm driving a 1998 Ford Aspire. It has a blinker problem. My left blinker is blinking faster than the right side. I had my wife turn them on as I checked the front and the back of the car to see if all of the bulbs were working. They are. They're all working. So I was wondering if I have a problem just getting ready to cause a big time problem for me. Thanks again for being here, all for all of us. David. David, we're going to answer your email when I come back from the short break. Everybody, you can do it. That's how you do it. Become a member of Auto World at no cost at 855-660-4261. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Open the door, everybody. Now I would like you've already climbed into the cockpit. You know what, one thing I forgot to do here at Auto World is turn the open sign around. Hang on just a second. I'll turn it around. Oh, there we go. Okay, it's turned around. We are now open. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans, and I was just going into the email bag where I have to reach into all the emails and come to me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, by the way. You're welcome to use it. And I got an email here from David, listening to Auto World in Cedar City, Utah. Good to have Cedar City and David, you along for the ride here in Auto World. He's got to go back over the email here a little bit. He's got a blinker problem. He says the left blinker is blinking faster than the right side. He had his wife get in, turn them on. He went around, checked if the bulbs were working, and he says they are all on and working. So he's wondering if this is going to be a problem that's going to get basically bigger and bigger and bigger problems for me. And he says, thanks for being here. Hey, thank you, David. It's not about me. It's about you, okay? You guys, the listeners. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. So thanks for all of you for being here. Blinker-wise, hopefully you got some blinker fluid in there. Ha, 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 Mark. Yeah, yeah. And there's always been a joke about that. Like the muffler bearings. Well, David, no blinker fluid is needed on this one. What you got going is, and I'm glad that you emailed and brought this up so I could share it with each and every one of our listeners, because one simple little thing of a blinker blinking faster on one side than the other side, it's a tattletale sign that, yes, David, you are going to have more of a problem in what this is. But it's simple. It's easy. You've got on the left side, if it's blinking faster on the left side than the right side, you've got literally a bulb getting ready to go, boom, blow out, and it won't be any good. I know it's working right now, David. You said it is. But either front or back blinker bulb. See, it's a two-element. You got an element on each one of the bulbs in the front and the back. One element is for the park lights or tail lights, of course, called park lights up in the front. Back in the back, it's called tail lights because it's in the rear where the tail's wagging. So anyway, one of those is going to blow out on you, and that's the reason that it's blinking faster. So you just got a bulb problem there. They're cheap. They're really easy to do. You can just unscrew a Phillips screwdriver or a torque bit type style, usually a T12 on most cars. And you just pull the lens out and replace the bulbs and be done. See, why did I say both front and back? And you might even do the right side too, David. You know, really? $1.50 a bulb times four? What's that, $100? Oh, my math is horrible today. Anyway, it's not that much money. Replace all of them. Why do I say replace all of them? Take the time to do it. Because that one time that you turn it on, David, there's going to be a policeman behind you, and you turn it on and go left, and the back taillight one on the left side is not going to be working, and it won't be blinking at all, and he's going to, or she is going to pull you over. Yes, sir. Say hello to a $150 ticket plus. See, now that at that point, you could buy all the bulbs in the parts store. See how that is? So don't do it. Don't do it. Just spend $1.50 times 4. $6-7, I think. I don't know. Add tax on if you got tax in your state. Folks out here in Oregon area don't have any tax. That's good for them. But anyway, replace all of them. They're all the same age. That's why I'm wanting you to replace all of them, David. Get them all replaced because they're all the same age and they're all going to go out on you. That's how you do it, folks, on the email. And I appreciate, David, you being part. And you're now a member at no cost. Isn't that a good feeling? Of Auto World. In order to get become a member of Auto World, you can call anytime. We've got Engine Light Eric behind that big, huge 22-foot board. He's hanging suspended above it, trying to figure out how to make sure that I sound good and you too. So here's how you get a hold of him and me. 855-660-4261 and or of course that email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now let's get to this. We didn't get to that relearn. I want you to relearn something here, folks. Relearn. Yes. Well, you don't have to really relearn it, but you're going to learn something here about it right now. Your tires has got, they have TPMS sensors in them. What is the TPMS? Tire pressure sensing monitor system. TPMS, tire pressure monitoring system. Basically what those letters stand for. And that's the little sensor you have in your wheels. That's the valve stem where you put air in them. It turns the tire light on. One thing about it is that these, I want to bring this up again, is that these tire TPMS sensors that are in each and every one of your wheels, they have a little round watch battery in them, and they go bad. It's just a little round watch battery. And so after, they say, market standards say after 7 years, those batteries are no good. How about your watch that you've got on? Most of you don't wear a watch anymore. You use your phone. That's okay. So I'm refreshing you that watch battery is now in your tires, and they only last roughly 7 years. So all of you go out there and figure out that how old is your car. That's why my tire light's on, huh? Yes, because the battery in the left front, for example, is not on anymore. It has zero power. So it sends a Wi-Fi signal up to the light on the dash saying, hey, the battery's no good. We can't get a reading from the air pressure in that wheel slash tire. And so it turns the light on. So what ends up happening is you, folks, it's just like back to David's bulbs. What happens is all the TPMS sensors in all of your wheels, all four, are all the same age. You have one now that's out, and so what happens? How do you replace it? You can't do it yourself. You're going to drive to the tire store. They break the tire down. They put a new TPMS sensor in there. No, they can't just put a new battery in. They have to replace the sensor. They start at like $35 and go up. Depends on the make and model that you're driving. But that little sensor gets replaced. So what they have to do is program it. I have one. The lost shops, we have these very expensive programming tire machines that we program those TPMS sensors outside before we put them and mount them into your wheel. So we program that. We put it in your wheel. We put the car wheel back on your car, your truck, your car, and off you go. Well, guess what? The tire light's still on. You don't like that. Neither we won't like your call that you're going to call back from us. So what happens is we have to get our machine. We then, if you say, oh, Mark, I can't afford the $25 breakdown, remount, rebalance fee, plus the $35. I mean, yeah, okay, so you got $75, $85 per wheel times four. Okay, just do one then. I recommend do all four. But anyway, do one, that's fine. Because see, what's your time worth? You might have a lot of time on your hands, huh? Okay. If the car's in the tire shop that you waited 2 days just to get in there to get it done, appointment-wise, why have them just do all four of them? You don't have to come back and sit in the waiting room and eat their stale popcorn that's got 14 pounds of salt on it. See what I'm saying here? It could turn into a heart attack. So get them all done. Anyway, back to the light. The light's on. They replace one. They replace all four of them. Oh, good. Yes. You got all four of them done. Okay. Now, you got all four of them done. The light's still on. Well, we have to take our machine And we have to go around and scan those sensors at each wheel. And then at that point, oh, yeah, there's a little bit of a recipe we do, as we call it. We sit in the driver's seat, and we have to tell your system that's in that truck or that car to relearn the TPMS sensors that we just put in. It's a very complicated system. You could probably Google it. You could probably find it. You'll find out, and this is no lie, that the driver's door has to be open on some of these. Some of these you have to touch the brake, have it in neutral, turn the key on, turn the key out. There's a lot of recipe in this in order for your system to relearn TPMS sensors. All for what? I've talked a lot here. Just for what? A tire light. But what a great thing, isn't it? Because you got your family in it. Your whole family is sitting in your car and you're taking off for the weekend, and it's going to tell you if your tire's low when they're all working. See, that's the best part of it. So there's your relearn word. Your vehicle relearning its tires. Never thought that would come, but it has. Oh, my. Hey, real quick, the return. Oh, yes, the return of the Wagoneer. Jeep Wagoneer. Can you believe it? It's returning, folks. This is unbelievable. I worked on a ton of them. Well, that September 3rd date, that's the return of the Wagoneer, the premium American icon. Get your hands on one. I think not. Maybe so. Maybe you had a Wagoneer, the one that had the wood grain on the side. Whew! What a vehicle. Well, there you go. Another hour of Auto World. Oh, I'm glad you spent it with me here on Auto World. And I want to thank everybody. Of course, we've got Engine Light Eric running. He's the chief engineer, producer today. The chief engineer is General Motor George today, the chief engineer who keeps me wired. Of course, Audi Adam, he's always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnut Lee, the program director and marketing manager. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of GCN. I bet he's got a T-Bird or two. A makeup artist, Lying Lucy. Thanks, Lying Lucy, for making me look good. Oh, yeah. Thanks for being here, folks. Join you next hour. The next hour after that. Drive safe. This has been Auto World, a Loose Nut production. Amazing way.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.